ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So today is the last day of the glorious holy festival. Throughout the world, Lady Lavan is already sitting, reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 13, Verse 23, regarding the holy name.
Nama Sankirtanam Jasya.
Nama Sankirtanam Jasya.
Sarva Papa Pranasyam.
Sarva Papa Pranasyam.
Pranamo dukkha samanas.
Pranamo dukkha samanas.
Tam namami harim param.
Tam namami harim param.
Nama sankirtanam jasya.
Nama sankirtanam jasya.
Sarva papa pranasham.
Sarva papa pranasham.
Pranamo dukkha samanas.
Namanno dukkha samanas.
Tam namami harim param.
Tam namami harim param.
Nama sankirtanam.
Nama sankirtanam.
The congregational chanting of the holy name.
The congregational chanting of holy name.
Jasya.
Jasya.
Of whom?
Of.
Sarva papa.
Sarva papa.
All sins.
Papa sins.
Pranasham.
Pranasham.
Which destroys.
The destruction.
Pranamo, the bowing down. Dukkha,
dukkha,
misery.
Samana,
which suffers you. Tam, to him. Namami,
namami,
I offer my obeisances.
Harim,
to Lord Hari. Param,
Param,
supreme.
Prim.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari. The congregation chanting of whose holy names destroy all sinful reactions, and the offering of obeisances unto whom relieves all material suffering. Thus ends the purport of the humble servant of his divine grace, his Bhagavad Gita, and his Lord God, to the 12th canto, 13th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Purport. The 12th canto was completed to Gainesville, Florida on Sunday, July 18, 1982. End of the 12th canto conclusion. We offer our most obeisant respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, Om Vishnu Pada Paramahamsa Parivaranta Kacharyavasa Tarahasata Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and by His mercy to the Sri Goswamis of Vrindavan, to Lord Chaitanya and His eternal associates, to Sri Sri Radha Krishna, and to the Supreme Transcendental Literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. By the cause of mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have been able to approach the Lord seat of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Chittavar Swami, and other great Vaishnava Acharyas. And by carefully studying their liberated commentaries, we have humbly tried to complete the Srimad Bhagavatam, where the insignificant stories of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, and by His mercy, we have been allowed to serve Him through the presentation of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is the glory of the holy name by the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra, and according to this verse, sincere chanting of Hare Krishna, one simple reaction is eradicated completely. Mentioned the congregational chanting. Chanting Hare Krishna is the essence of all the Vedas. is the ultimate teaching of the Hare Krishna movement of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because our movement started by Srimad Bhagavatam in America, in the Western country, as single-handedly by Srimad Bhagavatam sitting under the tree, Tompkins Square Park, and Siddhi Chaitanya Krishna. And we are also known as the Hare Krishna movement because we are all chanting. Some people may say these people are brainwashed because they are all chanting. They can't do without it. But chanting Hare Krishna, we are addicted to it. This was, we got saved by the chanting Hare Krishna. This is our only glory. The glories of the holy name can give us the ultimate happiness. And this is why we are intoxicated in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. There is nothing to it except the holy name. Just like we are chanting the mantra in the Veda, in the names, in the mala. This is all external. But actually, the real chanting is not just counting on the finger or on the beads. It starts with our tongue and our consciousness. If there is a place where we live, there is no beads, and no mala and no feedback, doesn't mean we don't chant. So you can take rocks, and every time you do mantra, you put the rocks to the side. Or you can take a rope and make a string them into a nuts, and that will be like a mala. So that's all external. How we chant, how we concentrate the mantra on our tongue, and contemplate on the holy name in our mind, how we utter the name, this is what actually means of the Hare Krishna chanting. So simply externally, one makes a show of chanting, that is not enough. One actually should focus on the mantra within the consciousness. Why do we feel ecstasy by chanting? Because we are focused on the name, and Krishna is there in the name, and He blesses such people who are reciting His mantra. So man means stop, man means mind, and strong means to relieve the mind from stress and anxiety. People in the world today full of anxiety. This is why we have this holy name festival for the whole last week. To make the world a better place, bring the peace, shanti, to the world by chanting Hare Krishna. Because we know by chanting Hare Krishna is the only way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Kevalam. There is no other way, no other way, no other way, except Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama. My Kevalam, only way is through the chanting Hare Krishna. People are protesting in the street, people are taking down to the street, oh, we want peace, we want shanti, and we want this, we want that. But actually, they don't know that only name can be the peace that we are looking for. The ultimate habit that they're available is there in only name. It's simply by chanting. It's so simple. In Kali Yuga, this is the process. Process of Sankirtana Yajna. Hare Nama, congregational chanting. Sankirtana Yajna. Nama Sankirtana. Nama means name of Krishna. Sang means together. Sangha, associate together. Ekakiyamaya, Nanipaya Bhava, Hare Nama Sankirtana. Bhakti Nama Krishna said, it is not possible to chant Hare Krishna on my own. But when we do it together, along with other devotees, Sangha, associate, we it's more powerful. The Sankirtana, the Hare Krishna mantra, we chant it together. It's multiplies because we are reminded to chant correctly, to chant nicely. So the holy name itself has all the power. It's Shakti. Nama Kai Bhagavad Nijasava Saktis. The holy name Krishna has invested all His power in the holy name. Shakti, He's empowered the holy name. He's there in the name. In fact, He is the name. So that's why if we can actually focus our mind on the chanting, it will give us that happiness we're looking for. All anxiety and stress simply flow away. It is just blown away by chanting Hare Krishna. Just like we did the Gita now. We forget all anxiety during that time. So we have to similarly take shelter of the holy name, wholeheartedly, holy on the Lord Krishna, holy on the name of Krishna. Then Krishna is there in the name. He's listening to our call. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna is here. Who is calling me? Just like he calls someone and they wonder who is calling them. So, Bhaktamavinajati Navasjasasmi. Krishna says that one who calls me, one who serves me, Bhaktyamam, my devotee, with bhakti, with devotion, I manifest it. I accept the service. Shatatam Kirtanam Tavam, one who chants my name always, by and on before me. Ratatam Kirtanam Tavam, Jatantasa Dilavata, with faith and conviction and with determination. So it is not just as a show. We have to actually experience that name, the chanting, and relish in the heart. One has to relish the holy name. Nama Ruchi, one has to develop that taste. It doesn't come by doing it mechanically every day. We have to relish it, we have to experience it, we have to focus it, work at it to develop that taste. Sometimes people say, I've been chanting for many years, I don't feel anything. When we sit down to eat, we feel I'm satisfied. The food tastes good. I feel my hand grows strong. I feel satisfied. How is that? The holy name is not satisfied. In fact, chanting Hare Krishna is a real taste. It really relieves the hunger of the soul. The Siddha Goswamis, they are observing the chanting. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, he used to chant, Raghunath Das Goswami used to chant 3 lakhs names every day, more than that, lakhs and lakhs of rounds every day on the rope or mala. And Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Anantha Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they are always studying and writing books that on the glories of Krishna consciousness, that they were totally absorbed in the holy name, in absorption in the service of Krishna, that they completely forgot to eat and sleep. So Prabhupada was saying, he was always translating throughout the night, he only slept a little bit, traveling and preaching. This absorbed in chanting Krishna, this absorbed in serving Krishna, that they had no time to do anything else for themselves. Everything they be is to glorify Krishna. Our life is surrounded under Arama Krishna. That's Krishna Kanta's life. That's Krishna Kanta's lifestyle. Lifestyle of a devotee, what it means? Devotee. Devotee means one who is fully absorbed in Krishna, fully engaged in preaching the glory of Krishna, preaching going on Harinam, Sankirtan, chanting Hare Krishna. Like we have these boys, Harinam Ruchi boys. They're all going out and chanting in the street. Then there are so many people going, but 3 or 4, they still go out. Because they believe this is the only way, this is the process by which all the miseries in the world today can be completely gone, eradicated, like said in this verse. Sinful reactions. Our heart is full of sin. So much sin. Lifetime of sin. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna once, all the sin can be washed away. The fire, material existence. Bhava Maha Davagni. Davagni means fire. The fire of material existence is burning in our heart in the form of sin. That's all burnt away, washed away by chanting Krishna. Well, then that kind of faith. That faith doesn't come easy. Sangha, we have to chant Krishna together. Then the faith becomes ignited and becomes big fire. Fire of Krishna service. A seed is in the ground and it produces, it sprouts. The sinful activity, it sprouts into a bigger sinful. It's not easy to burn this. Only way to kill that sin is to burn the seed. Completely burn. If it's not burned, it can sprout again. So we have to burn the seed, the seed of sinful activity, the seed in our heart for a lifetime. By chanting Hare Krishna. And not simply scratching our head and thinking about the thing and talking and chanting at the same time. We have to be focused on the mantra. It's the highest thing. As if we have, Prabhupada said, even a child can chant Hare Krishna. A child calling for a mother is so pure. Because the child He's not faking. They want to help the mother. Similarly, we have to call out for Krishna like a child calling for the mother. Hey Krishna, where are you? Hey Krishna, there are Brajadari Kachalani day. The Goswami are saying, where is Krishna? Is he under this tree? Is he under this hill? Brajadari Kachalani day. Asking the tree. So similarly, we have to have that kind of conviction, that kind of desire, deep desire in our heart to find Krishna, to be with Krishna, to go to Krishna, to think of Krishna, to be always with Krishna. So we are longing for that glories of Krishna, longing to keep the glories of Krishna. A devotee means one who can remind us of Krishna. And we, as such devotee, we want to associate with someone who can remind us of Krishna. We disassociate with people who disengage us in Krishna service. So we have to observe the right people. The holy name has all the power, but it has to be chanted by a person who is pure or someone who is innocent. Just like milk touched by the serpent, it spoils the milk, it becomes poisonous. Even though, so if Krishna's name is repeated also by an impersonalist who is envious of Krishna, they will eat the wrong derivation of the holy name. They will have no meaning. So that's why congregation chanting Hare Krishna among the devotees, not just anyone. So similarly, this chanting Hare Krishna is the essence. You know, we can go without anything. If we didn't have chanting, what could we do? We can't sit. If we didn't have kirtan, we will not have interest. We can't study all day like a brahmana. That's also there, but you have to have kirtan. Kirtan means serving. Doing service, seva, is also kirtan. Talking about Krishna is kirtan. But chanting Hare Krishna itself is direct kirtan. Like, if I say water, 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 I'm going to be sick thirsty. Unless and until we drink the water. So similarly, we have to relish it by taking up, by chanting directly. Otherwise, you simply brushing on the outer skirts of the temple from a distance. But when we absorb it and associate it, being the voice, chanting in full absorption, then we'll feel much more ecstatic. The same thing of Chanting Hare Krishna is that hey chanting. Katakada, our voice gets choked out, tears flow from the eyes, hey chanting. And rolling to the ground. Devotees almost feel like that every day when we're chanting in this temple. So we're containing that. Devotees almost feel, but we control it. And because Srila Prabhupada, he was sitting there. He used chanting Hare Krishna, looking at the needy, tears in his eyes. But he was controlling it because people may take him not seriously. It's a show. But here we are all sitting. But the symptom of chanting Hare Krishna is that so that we feel ecstatic. The bliss comes instantly by chanting Hare Krishna. That is the symptom of the characteristics of chanting Hare Krishna, that one becomes happy immediately. It's not that we have to wait for it. It's just there. So, our Hare Krishna movement, all over the world, they are devoted to going on chanting. In recent days, they didn't have anything else. They want to program all day there in the street. This week goes running on, and they come home in the evening. Of course, our temple, our song became more established, bigger, more service to do, restaurants, and some cooking to do, bigger temple, a lot of activity. But in the beginning days, it was very simple, just standing in the street. Sometimes temple didn't have enough money, but they just go on right now, and people give donations. Everything was based on right now. And even today, we have to always remember. But the chanting Hare Krishna is the ultimate. All the holy name, by chanting the holy name, by chanting Hare Krishna, and Krishna is providing. అన్నత్ భగవంతు భూతాన్ని పరిచయాత్మక సంభవ జగత్ భగవంతు భూతాన్ని పరిచయాత్మక సంభవ కృష్ణ సెడ్ అన్న గ్రైన్స్ సబ్సిస్ట్ అండ్ ఫుడ్ గ్రైన్స్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ సబ్సిస్ట్ అండ్ ఫుడ్ గ్రైన్స్ విచ్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఆఫ్ రెయిన్ రెయిన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఫ్రమ్ యజ్ఞ జగత్ భగవతి కార్యం యజ్ఞ కర్మ బై యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రిస్క్రైబిలిటీ యజ్ఞ పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ సో ఆల్ దిస్ థింగ్ డజంట్ కమ్ ఈజీ we have to perform the sankirtan. Then it comes. By chanting Hare Krishna, by sankirtan, our life is in Guru Krishna Prabhupada, the demigod provides. The rain will not come. It's drought because people are, the Mother Earth is holding the rains. We are reading the Priti Maharaj not long ago. The stories that the Mother Earth was very angry because two simple activities on the earth. The people are living, they are performing simple activity and not acknowledging God, Krishna, and not performing any yajna. And due to that, the simple activity, there was drought, no rain, people are suffering, disease. This is all karma. So you see the devotees, we are very flourishing. Right now this pandemic going on, still, we're having a good time here. You know, everybody's so happy, chanting, dancing. And we're still taking good food stuff. Some people are not getting any food out there. You know, they're lining up or somewhere for a food kitchen. Here we're having feast 3 times a day. Or any time. There's so much food here. Just breakfast, and there's salad in the kitchen. And sweets, and there's unlimited food. So Krishna says, those who serve me, I protect them. I give them what they need. Krishna provides. We wouldn't have faith in Krishna. That's why Krishna is the most merciful. Radhanand is so merciful. Balaram and Jagannath Subhadra, they're so merciful. Govinda is so merciful. They're providing for us. Krishna says, those who serve me, I will give them what they need. I deserve what they have. He said that. So there is nothing to worry. You know, but people thinking I need this, I need that. The mind and the greed is so big that it doesn't satisfy us. Because what you think cannot satisfy us. Doesn't matter how much you have. More house, more money, bigger family. But this thing cannot satisfy us. Fish out of the water. We have the fish tank here, the pond, the fountain. You know, if they come out of that water, they will not survive. Because their home is in the water. They can survive. That's their area, livelihood. So we are like that. We are in this material world. And we are thinking, I'm happy here, I have a nice family, I have so many children, I have a good job, many parents. But these things, once one feels sick, this thing is no use. He had cancer, he had to die. All this remain behind. You see? We are not healthy. We are in a wheelchair. So many problems in this world. But we are thinking, I can live here for a long time. We don't even live for 100 years. If time goes fast. Yeah. So the fish out of water, we're like fish out of water. We are in the wrong place. We don't belong here. Our home is a spiritual place where we constitution, our constitution is to be with Krishna in the spiritual world. That's our home. This is not our home in this world. You see, people all over the world, they try to make a living. In this short time, by the time they are 60, 70, they're already worn out, bodies worn out from overwork. So these things are, doesn't give us a guarantee. Life security. This is not secure life. Real secure life is to be situated at the lotus feet of Krishna. The real security is when we can develop love for Krishna. We have love for everyone except love for God. Love for our body. And how much we work to provide for this body, to sleep at night, and put food in the body so the body can function. And at the end, this body is burnt to ashes. So try to see how ludicrous it is, how ridiculous We are working for something that can be useless at the end. But the soul, eternal, the soul, the sweet soul, Satyananda Vikrama, is eternal, glorious and knowledge. We are trying to wash the cage and forget the bird inside, forget the bird in the cage. That's what we are doing in this world. Everyone is trying to wash the cage, clean the car, a better car, but they forget the driver is the source, not the engine. Driver is the engine. So the soul, the eternal soul, is what driving force behind. That's the real energy behind. So we forget the conclusion of the Vedas is to understand the source of everything is God, who is behind everything, Krishna. And we can achieve Him through chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's how we can. Some people say, oh, it's so far away. It's there right in the holy name. We can experience it. He's not far away. He's sitting in our heart. He's there in the name. How can He be so far away? He's everywhere. He's in every atom. He's in everything. He's the creator of everything. And He's also in everything. So, devotees of Krishna, they are also blissful. Because we know we are associated with Krishna at every moment. We are never alone. Even if you go to the forest, we have Krishna with us. We have the Japamala with us. We are not afraid. Abhaya, devotees are not afraid because we have Krishna. Krishna protects us. We go somewhere, I'm never afraid. I can go middle of night somewhere alone. Why should I be afraid? I have treaded a snake. It never happened. Krishna reminded the snake, jump over it. It happened to me. Or we are afraid of ghosts. No one can harm the soul. I chant Hare Krishna, everything fly away. Everything we do, we have to always remember of Krishna. Krishna protects us. That's why the world is so high. Our main fear is that we forget Krishna. Everything else is not mine. But the problem, the devotee's problem, our prayer to Krishna is that we can always remember Him. The mind is what makes all the things around us make us forget Krishna. So that's why we don't always chant Krishna every moment. Ratatam, always chant Krishna. Kirtan Dohom, Ratatam, Kirtan Dohom, chant my name, do Kirtan. So Kirtan is not simply singing and dancing, that's one way, but also japa on the beach, reading Prabhupada's books, also Kirtan, doing services, Kirtan. These are all different forms of Kirtan. But chanting my Krishna is the main Kirtan. Kali Kale Nanupra Krishna Avatar is their name. So we experience that. When we are in service. And sometimes we are anxiety and stressful. But once we dive into the chanting, we forget all our anxiety. You know, devotees go in the kitchen, and even me, I feel like I don't want to cook today. I just want to relax. Once I go in the kitchen, I forget all that. I start cooking, I feel ecstatic. I feel I'm fine. And I see devotees in the kitchen, they see me, you know, like they did the Vrindavan Kanta Bhagavad Kirtan. They sing. People sing when they're happy. And before they're not on the Bhagavad Kirtan, but they're singing in the kitchen. They feel excited, they feel happy to chant Hare Krishna. So it's not an artificial thing. We have to focus on that. We have to understand the principle behind chanting. Principle behind chanting. Why am I chanting? What is this mantra? So in Kali Yuga, this is a recommended process. Satya Yuga, people used to meditate, go to the forest and meditate for thousands of years because their lifespan is very long. They can live up for 100,000 years. You can imagine, we can live for 100 years. 100,000. So they have great time to meditate and they are not disturbed. If we live here 100,000 years right now, then we will make so much arrangement to live here. So, they were very detached, that's the thing. They meditate. they can be very peaceful because the atmosphere is very peaceful. We meditate, we already have enough. Because our mind is disturbed, the atmosphere is disturbed, too much noise, and there's just so many things that affect our consciousness. But chanting Hare Krishna is easy. That's all you have to do, Hare Krishna, dance, that's it. And people from all background, if you are Prabhupada from America, people came from all background, they love chanting. People who sing in the street, they love singing with guitar. They love it. And they don't want any, even if they are qualified people, they have to sing with singing. So when they see us singing and dancing, that's the ultimate. Krishna is playing flute. Who plays flute? He is God and he is playing flute. So God should be having a job of maintaining the world, he's sitting in the office and so many things to manage. But he's just playing flute. And he's playing with his kid, with his friend, and all over the town. Who's happy? We don't go to the office and play food there. We work. So, you mean we are artificially trying to be happy in this world. Actually, we can be very peaceful without having to work so hard. We can just live, you know, simple life. Suppose you don't have a car, then you have to pay something, petrol, you don't have to pay road tax. You save all that money. If you didn't have a TV, you know, it is also to pay for many things. Just live simple life. You know, cook from the from the fire, wood, eat once a day. That's what they're doing in Sadhguru. They meditate on it. They have to worry about so many things. Now, you go to the supermarket and you eat this food, that food, so many pair of shoes, so many pair of sunglasses, so many hats. So many different shirts and just on and on. In fact, we only need a little bit. We don't need so much all that. So, to increase the desire for all these things, for a better life, we have to work so hard. In fact, we don't need all these things. Simply chanting Hare Krishna in the sitting down in the temple. That's all we need. It doesn't need any material. Material facility to chant Hare Krishna. You know, Srila Prabhupada didn't have money, didn't have anything, no followers, no temple. He went to America, he had nothing. But Srila Prabhupada said, I have Krishna. I have my Guru Maharaj next to me. I can feel his presence. He's sitting next to me. And when he started chanting this in the park there, Tompkins Square Park, New York, people started coming from everywhere. And pretty soon, he started to let all people join me just by chanting Krishna. You know, Valmiki Muni, before he became a Valmiki Muni, he was a big rogue. He used to kill animals, leave them half dead. He was a
dacoit and hunter.
Like a hunter, dacoit. Migrari. He was Migrari. And he says, when Aradhani came, he says, please chant Hare Krishna. He said, who are you? He said, you give up all this simple activity. This thing is going to hurt you in the next life. He didn't believe in the next life. He said, no. I'm providing for my family. He said, but your family will not take the karma for killing all these animals. He said, who said, I'm providing for them, for sure they'll take my karma. So he said, God asked them. He asked his wife, he said, no, I can't take karma. He provided for me, that's fine, but karma, that's your business. I can't take your karma. So he asked his son said the same thing. He provided for us, that's fine. But when it comes to karma, that's your business. He has to take the karma. We can't. We can't. So he came back to Narada Muni and said, they're right, you're right. So he said, I give up all this thing you're doing and you chant Ram. He said, okay. And he couldn't pronounce the name Ram, so he had to teach him the mantra of Maitreya. And he started chanting Ram, Ram, under a tulasi plant. So he became a perfect devotee. Pretty soon, all the people in the village they found out this big famous Gunda, you know, famous red man, and usually I know her people, and he became a sadhu, a saintly man, he chanted the name of God under those light. And so people coming to see him, so they feeling compassion for him. They said, how are we going to eat? He's, you know, and so people bring food. India even today, people bring food when they come to the temple, they come to the sadhu, they bring food, rice, dal, so many things, fruits, uncooked. Like here also people give money. So that before he knows, they had a big godown, a big warehouse full of rice, dal, vegetables. He didn't know what to do with it. And he didn't have to kill animals to provide for his family. And he had so much food, food stuff. So he started to cook and started the food distribution. And like we have food for life. And this is not a new thing from back then. And so Narada Muni was coming to see him one day. Narada Muni is a universal traveler. He doesn't need to learn an airplane. He can fly with his own body. He has a Buddhist body. And so he was flying down. And he had one friend with him. His friend, another sage. So, Megari, he saw, and Narada Muni, his spiritual master coming. He saw from the sky, he's coming down. And so then he wanted to pay obeisances. And when he's about to pay obeisances, he was jumping on the ground, and up and down like a monkey. So, Narada Muni's friend asked him, why your disciples so funny jumping up and down like that? Why is not so peaceful? So they came down and Narada Muni asked him, why are you jumping here and there and behaving like a madman? He said, because there's ants on the floor. I don't want to hurt them. So he was trying to avoid the ants. Narada Muni was very pleased. Before he was killing animals, now he doesn't even want to hurt an ant. So, Narada Muni is a universal guru. He sees, he travels, and he's always taking opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. You see, our sannyasis, we have Jagadatha Maharaj, and you know, he's sitting in the wheelchair, but he's so active, he wants all of preaching. You know, this is the mood of a yogi. They always want to preach Krishna consciousness. They never want to waste time sitting down, wasting time. You see, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he passed away. He went to America to meet his disciple. You know, he in the middle of the pandemic, so serious, he still went there, taking the risk. Now he already passed away, he got the coronavirus. But he went there to risk his life to preach Krishna consciousness to his disciple. So something about my flow over. You know, Narada Muni is like that. So my point is, they're telling us we don't have to worry. Like in Australia, they say, don't worry, be happy. Nothing to worry about. But the anxiety we bring it on to ourselves, there is no anxiety otherwise. Everything is enough in this world. What, how much do we need? How much can we eat? We have a small stomach. We can only eat it. It doesn't satisfy. We eat, then we're hungry again. We'll be again. But chanting Hare Krishna, we can chant always. 24 hours. That's why the Goswamis are chanting 3 lakhs. Hare Krishna, a shouting at night. People couldn't sleep in the village. A shouting at Hare Krishna. He said he used to chant 3 lakhs. And softly, 1 lakh. Under the throat, and another lack in the mind, another lack top of his throat. Hare Krishna. So Hare Krishna, he was, the Prabhu was giving the class the other day, you know, the prostitute came to break his meditation. He said, I don't have time. When I finish this round, I'll attend you. But he never finished his round. And And on the third night, on the third day, she shaved her head and sat down under the tulsi, became his disciple. This power of the holy name. And the place where her disciple was chanting, that tree, Siddhapakku, is known as Siddhapakku. Siddha means perfection. That tree died and went back to Godhead. It's still there. Inside the tree, there's nothing. It's a hollow. Hollow in the middle. It went back to the whole tree because of the chanting of Hare Rasaku. So Hare Rasaku, so pure, so. And he was chanting and chanting. The beating, the Shankarji, the Muslim king, beating 24 marketplaces, weeping. And he was chanting. He says, I don't care if my body is cut to pieces, I'm not going to be more chanting. And after 24 hour marketplaces, the two guys were weeping him, they begged him, please die. So the Muslim king can save us, because our job is to kill you, but you're not dying. They'll kill us. So Haridasaku said, I won't die. So he went to France, they threw him by the Ganges, and Haridasaku swim across his body to the other side of the Ganges. And he got up and chanting Hare Krishna again. And he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later. He said, I do all the beating for you. So Krishna takes, he protects us when we chant Hare Krishna. We don't have to worry. The holy name is so powerful. The holy name, we also think of God. People say, oh God, where is God? God is in the name. We associate him. So if the Prabhupada is still the example, if you say water, 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 he will still be thirsty, because water and the name is two different things. But Krishna is there in the name. So when you chant, you are actually experiencing him. He's dancing on the tongue. Krishna is dancing on the tongue. That's how it is being mentioned. So it's such a wonderful process of Krishna consciousness. We can take from the holy name. This whole movement is based on Chaitanya Krishna. It's all of the world we are going on now. If there was no Hare Krishna movement today, there would be much more severe problem in the world. War and pandemic would be much more serious. Because of the Hare Krishna movement, the simple activity of the world is pushed back. The karma is pushed back. All the deity worship all over the world, all the arena, all the Srimad Bhagavatam distribution, the simple activity of the conditioned soul, the collective karma of the universe is pushed back. It's due to the Hare Krishna movement. And due to the Hare Krishna movement, for the last 50 years, people become vegetarian. Because we promoting always vegetarian through philosophy and chanting. You know, I came here and like 30 years ago, people didn't know anything about vegetarianism. Very hard to find. Very difficult to find a vegetarian restaurant. In the supermarket, they had nothing vegetarian. Now you can get basmati rice, Indian food, they have veggie burger, so many things vegetarian. And people are very conscious of vegetarian. This is also because of the vegetarian movement. We promote it always so much. Philosophy about being vegetarian, and otherwise there's karma, there's simple reactions to your, there will be suffering consequences of killing animals. We're always preaching. The people are knowing this. So it's not all of the mercy of the Acharyas, mercy of Krishna. We need to all of chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Any questions?
Prabhu, you said, of course, Lord said in Bhagavad Gita that I will give what you need, protect what you have. Mm-hmm. And you also said that, people love everything but except God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So now it seems like, because Lord Krishna gives what they need, so maybe he's not giving what they want. So that is why people are turning to other directions to get what they want rather than what they need.
Yeah, that's the thing. They need to understand. Obviously, everybody knows that we are not the enjoyer. It's coming from somewhere. It's not just coming. We go to the supermarket to buy vegetables or fruit and milk. They know it's not from there. It's milk from a cow and vegetables from a farm. So it's not the supermarket. Unless there are fools, some keys. So everybody knows that it's coming from somewhere. So no one can say that I am the source of everything. Everybody underneath knows there's somebody behind who's creating all these things. Because they have some idea that's all within, what is death, I'm not the controller. And that's why they're praying for rain. You know, there's last year drought. They know that God is giving these things. That's why, at least in these countries, we are not atheists. People are believers in God. So, of course, there are people who knows that who are atheists. But down the bottom of our heart, we all know there's a God behind everything. But we're trying to forget that. We're trying to enjoy this world. So, if we preach this consciousness, we are reminded. This is why people come to know. They want to know. We have so many foreigners. They want to know about Krishna, not just Indians. So when Krishna says, I protect what the life is and what they have, that's a fact. He's the one who gives us. You see, people have something, suddenly they're sick. Suddenly they have a coronary disease. The doctor says they don't have much long to live here. They worked all their life to build a house, you know, and a land, some things. Suddenly they have to leave all that. And that's the reality of this world. We all have to leave behind our body. Most dear thing to us is our body. You can have home, everything, your friend, but because you have a body, if you didn't have a body, you have nothing. So, I believe we all know God is providing. No one can say that they earned it. Yeah, people earn money. They have TV, home, everything. But they get sick, they don't want it anymore. Suddenly they have to die. So how come we don't have control over everything? We don't. We eat, we get sick. I think, I can eat so many sandwiches and pizza. But I get sick. We don't have control of ourselves. Okay, if you enjoy, you with the control, why don't you enjoy and eat so much? And we have a bed for 10 minutes sleep, we have fresh, we're rolling the bed all night. That means we can ask ourselves, why am I suffering? There must be a better way. That's what Krishna says. Perhaps there's another world where there is eternal, where the soul can be eternal. Of true happiness. So everything here is mixed happiness. It's not pure happiness. Okay, you enjoy, but you have to suffer the consequences. You want a family, have unlimited enjoyment, but you have to pay for it. Pay for wife, children, schooling, money, it's almost headache. It's not that, you know, when it's charity stuff, a brown charity, you don't have anxiety. Something's amazing. But we're really accepting anxiety. We know there's something. But it's still jumping in it, like a fire, the flies are going from fire, they're burning. So people are knowingly drinking the poison. So this material world is a place to suffer. But Krishna is providing. Even if you didn't chant his name, the elephant, they go to the temple, the church, the prayer, and he's getting their food. Of course, they carry down the forest, and the elephant has a place. But my point is, God is providing for everyone, even if he didn't serve him. But he said there was a certain protection for particularly my devotees. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.